From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. The Taliban claims responsibility for a deadly attack in Kabul. At least 28 people were killed and hundreds more wounded when a truck bomb tore through central Kabul Tuesday, triggering a fierce firefight. It comes a week after the insurgents launched their annual spring offensive. Reporter Ayaz Ghul is in Islamabad.
A Taliban suicide bomber driving a minibus packed with hundreds of explosives, hundreds of kilograms of explosives, hit a main entrance of the building, which basically houses security personnel, mostly associated with the Afghan intelligence agency. And this massive explosion caused a lot of damage to the building, but it was so huge that it was heard across the Kabul city, according to witnesses.
The attack in a densely crowded neighborhood sent clouds of smoke billowing into the sky. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are hoping their local ties will translate into important wins that could seal their frontrunner status as New Yorkers head to the polls Tuesday to vote in the state's delegate-rich primaries. Clinton was twice elected senator from New York, while Trump was born in the New York City borough of Queens and lives in a building bearing his name in Midtown Manhattan. Belgian authorities are investigating information suggesting the Islamic State group has sent more fighters to Europe. They say the threat is still there, real and possible.